And he used to be afraid to go outside. Now, Mike Carr has won a prestigious award for his public speaking. He is the Outstanding Toastmaster of the Year for Toastmaster District 97. He joins me today in our Prince George studio with a hefty prize. Describe for me what you brought in this morning here, if you don't mind.
Sure. It's a trophy that I got for District 96. And it's kind of like a Stanley Cup on a pedestal. It is definitely too large to travel on the plane with.
Right, yeah.
Try to get this into your carry-on. They 100% are not on board with it.
Yeah.
But fortunately, we have Greyhound, and Greyhound likes to freight stuff.
Right, so you have to get a table just for that award.
Pretty much.
I asked you if you drank anything out of it yet, but you probably could put a lot of jelly beans in there or something.
Exactly, yeah.
You've been in Toastmasters, you said, 9 years
now. 9 years, yeah.
So what first brought you to Toastmasters in the first place?
Well, you know, it's funny. Every job that I worked from 16 on, I worked with a Toastmaster. And my first boss tried for 10 years to try to bring me out to Toastmasters, and I was just terrified at the idea. I don't know what I thought. Part of it was that I thought it was going to be a bunch of guys in suits. Part of it was I thought I was going to be put on the spot and it was going to be terrifying.
Right.
And it took quite a while before I had the guts to actually step through the doors, but I just got tired of it. I had a couple events in my life that I didn't, you know, I wanted to speak at a funeral and I was too scared to do it. And it just kind of got to that point where I said, no, enough is enough, and went out for my first meeting, joined the that meeting, was on the executive the next meeting, and ever since then, it's just been, just changed my life.
Changed your life significantly, because to understand, at some point, you even fear going outside, correct?
Well, yeah, it wasn't outside so much, it was people. It was agoraphobia, basically. So I had a real hard time shopping for groceries. I had a really hard time doing things outside of the function of my work. A lot of people just didn't know that about me. But for me, it was a terrifying experience. And it really has made all the difference. I wouldn't have met my wife if it wasn't for Toastmasters.
Well, we'll talk about that in just a moment.
Okay.
Absolutely, because I want to hear more about that.
Okay.
I also want to know about, I guess, the moment when you realized that this ability to speak publicly was completely achievable. That moment for you.
Yeah. Well, you know, and there's other things we do in the program. We have a very strong leadership component as well. But yeah, I think that anybody can learn to speak. It's just a matter of practicing. It's, you know, at first, you know, you might not be able to do a chin-up at the gym, say.
Right.
But if you practice it, if you work at it, if you go it every week, if you keep picking away at it, anybody can achieve anything. And I think we all have stories to tell. And I think we all have causes that we believe in. And Toastmasters doesn't tell you what to speak about, but it does give you the ability to use your voice.
Right. We're talking to Mike Carr, winner of District 97's Toastmaster of the Year Award. I have to ask you, going back, what do you think is the most common misconception about people with social phobias?
Well, I think that's a very good question. What's the most common... Well, I guess it's the fact that you just don't know to look at somebody in a crowd, to work with somebody beside them. I think mental illness generally is a little bit of an invisible disease.
Mm.
I think that it's not as obvious as you would think. Depression's not just as simple as being sad about things sometimes. And I think that we often think that our coworker might not have issues. And
some people get labeled as introverts,
yeah,
early in life.
That's true.
The shy one, the bashful one. And I think some people get pegged. Some people might believe that they get pegged and that they can never break out of that shell, that way of thinking about themselves. But Toastmasters, I'm to understand, can help with those things.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. You know, I don't think that you'll ever not be an introvert necessarily, but when you do need to speak, you can step up to it.
Mm.
That's really the difference.
You mentioned Toastmasters helped you meet your wife.
It did.
Now, tell us about that.
So I was traveling all over the province. We have Toastmasters clubs in pretty much all the cities you guys broadcast in. But I was traveling back and forth. I was an area governor that year. And I was posting online. I was doing a blog and those sorts of things that we did back in the day. And my wife or my girlfriend or whatever she was at the time stumbled across me online and said, wow, that's really inspiring that you were scared of public speaking and now you're doing whatever. And we started exchanging notes almost 7 years.
Okay.
Yeah, this month.
Wow.
And she ended up coming down from Dawson Creek and she moved to Prince George. And next thing you know, she was a member of Toastmasters. We were dating. I ended up proposing to her as a Toastmaster speech.
Okay.
Brought the family out, suckered them into coming out to hear a speech about my dad. And I got credit for it in the Toastmasters program as well. Important stuff.
Double duty. You got to make sure you... Yes, that's right.
And then the gentleman that evaluated me actually went on to be the Rhino Party candidate in Prince George. Okay. It was his first evaluation he ever did in Toastmasters. He was terrified. He's like, what do I even say? Like, how can you change it? She said yes. What do you want to change?
Do you ever... your family members, they remember where you, how far you've come? Like, what do they say to you now? Do they even remember what you used to be like?
Well, it's funny. My family members have taken the same plunge, actually. My mom joined a month after I did, and she went from being an RN and running wards and doing that end of things, kind of working behind a desk kind of job. And after a couple of years, she ended up taking on a regional educator position for the bloodborne pathogen team. Wow. So speaking in front of 20, 30 educators, handling the hard questions about HIV and other testable diseases. So my mom has actually been there with me since the first month, pretty much.
Do you still have agoraphobia?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, but the thing is that you learn ways of managing it. That's the thing, is that you learn by facing your fears every week, you can keep it in a manageable state.
For those, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there that have heard about Toastmasters, and there are probably many people that have considered or thought about going to, but just never made that initial step. What do you say to those people that might think, oh, geez, it's too much work, I don't know, they're intimidated by the prospect of going in public speaking? What do you say to them?
Well, there's a lot of different objections there. I think most people are scared about taking the first step, and it is a terrifying thing, actually. But I think that you'll find universally that all the clubs are warm, welcoming environments, they're supportive places. I think that people don't come out every week unless they see value in it, unless it's fun and energizing for them. And I think that if you're going to surround yourself every week with a group of people, you can do a lot worse than surrounding yourself with people dedicated to improving themselves.
And there are a lot of options here in Prince George.
Oh, there's eight clubs in the, city. Yep.
And how many members in BC?
Something like 3,000 in our new district and 3,000 in the old district. Wow. So probably 5,000 or 6,000 total in the province.
And in an age range, I'm sure that's quite diverse as well.
Yeah, from 18 up, basically. Wow. I've got a member that's 80 that's been in the club 39 years.
Cool. Now, you've won this award. I have to ask you, what's next for you and Toastmasters?
I'm really not sure. I think that I'm going to carry it around to all the different clubs and fill it with jelly beans or champagne, as the case may
be. Jelly beans.
I've been thinking about participating in the world public speaking championship. I'm not sure if I will, but there was a gentleman in Vancouver last year that was in the top 10 worldwide. So it's certainly possible that somebody from Prince George could carry that award home, but I don't know if that's me yet. But in the meantime, I'll just keep coming out every week. And
well, we'll check in with you again. How's that sound?
Sounds good.
Thanks a lot. Mike Carr, he recently won the Outstanding Toastmaster of the Year Award for his district. And we throw it to you. For those that have experience with Toastmasters, share us with us your experience. Call us on our listener line, 1-866-340-1932. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter at Daybreak North.